With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Sound of a snowblower as a resident's clearing their sidewalk in Louisville, New York on Friday. Yeah, a lot of snow, rain, and cold weather await travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, with a winter storm warnings posted Friday across the northern part of the country and more snow falling over the Great Lakes region. Airlines around the world canceled and delayed flights heading into the weekend to fix software on a widely used commercial plane after analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in the altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says President Trump is going to bat for American farmers.
For every country that President Trump goes to with the rest of his trade team, the first thing they get told is this: if you want to have a trade deal with the United States, you have to open your market to America's farmers. If you don't, there's no use in our talking.
Vaden was interviewed with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he will grant a full pardon to ex-Honduran leader Juan Orlando Hernandez, who is serving a 45-year U.S. prison sentence for drug trafficking and weapons charge. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion for kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year in its annual report. The Federation of the Jewish Community say it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Don't toss those leftover comic books just yet. They might be worth something. After all, Jennifer King reports a super rare Superman comic book fetches a price that's out of this world.
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials say the death toll from Hong Kong's high-rise blaze has climbed to 128. More details, SRNNews.com.